Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life. Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move. Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you don't need to talk to me about sex.
Maybe you do control what I'm exposed to.
But maybe not.
Maybe I hear about sex every day.
In the media, from my friends.
Maybe while you're not talking to me about sex, everyone else is.
So talk to me. Tell me to wait to have sex.
Because you can influence me.
For help starting the conversation, visit forparents.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
waters of living grace. When you try and move through life struggling, you can remember and recognize that there is something within you that is beyond your story, that is beyond your thoughts, that you can remember to rely on that power, that presence, that source, whatever name you want to call it. And if you're still struggling, we're going to support you today to connect with that inner essence, that inner bond. You know, this bond is stronger than crazy glue. Yes, it is. Because once you make that connection, it is forever done. Ah, living grace. What are you moving through? What are you going through or growing through? It's all part of the process. You just got to remember, take the time to breathe in, connect, do the process, do the practice, and know that you are one with the one. You are one with the one no matter what. No matter what the circumstances look like, no matter what people are telling you, you have to remember your true identity, the ID of the entity that is you. Life is good, it's getting better. Brace yourself for transformation. And Valerie Joy is bringing us in with Living Grace. When you forget, we're here to remind you to recognize, and you can relax, release, and let go, and embrace the truth of who you truly are. You are here to make a difference. You are here to release the love. The love that goes beyond words, the love that transforms emotions. From your own water of living grace. And you remember, when you're grounded, when you're rooted in the truth of who you are listening to Ask Life Coach. Have a good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you, yes, you make a difference. You make a difference because you're here. You make a difference because you exist. You made a difference when you were born, when your parents thought about you, and even if they didn't think about you, you were making a difference. You're here to do great things, big things. You're here to transform the world, but you got to start with self. And when you start with self, you don't have to put effort into changing the external world, because you become that image that is standing in front of the mirror. You don't change a mirror. You don't try and clean the mirror. You take care of what the mirror is reflecting. That's what life is. It is so nice to have you here today. I feel like it's been a long time. Happy Thanksgiving. Yes, happy Thanksgiving. It's not just one day. You know, when you really connect with the truth of who you are, and if you have it, when you go through this process, when you hear the conversation about inner bonding, you will realize every moment is a day, is a moment, is an opportunity to be thankful because you are grateful. You are full of greatness. Ah, can you feel my excitement? Don't take much. I just need to allow myself to sink into the water of living grace, and then it just comes flooding up, just bring it up. And I'm just feeling just rejuvenated by it. So, yes, 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 we are here. We're ready to do this. Dr. Margaret Paul is in the house, and she is going to help us, support us, inspire us, remind us to connect with what is most important. What is most important to you is you. You are the most important human being on this planet. Don't let nobody else tell you anything different. You are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. And we're talking in abundance. The power to heal yourself. The power to heal yourself. And even if your mind is saying that can't be done, don't worry. We've got processes for your mind that transcends your mind. That you just feel like, oh, I feel rooted. Happy to have all of you in the chat room. Those of you listening on the phone line, thank you all for being here. Those of you in the chat room, Joyful Tamara Joy, Michi 55, Silent Listeners, Disguised as Guest, and Celeste, some other number, Dunn is in the house, Betty, my co-producer, is in the house. I think it's about that time. I love the fact that Betty gets to do the announcement nowadays, you know? I can just let it spring forth. Put a cap on it for a little while and just get back in the flow. Betty, how are you doing, my dear friend?
I am doing great. I'm doing great.
What are you laughing at? What's so funny?
You're bubbling over with joy, and I'm feeling it on this end.
You can laugh at it. Okay, cool. How was your Thanksgiving?
Oh, I hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving. I had a wonderful Thanksgiving. I'll have to show you that story another time. But each day, ladies and gents, I will be sharing with you the going-ons, the coming-ins, and the going-outs of Life Conversations Radio each day. Now, last week we shared a new format as to how we will be taking your questions from the chat room. And that is, we're no longer taking questions from the chat room. In order to ask Life Coach Ade a question or ask one of his guests a question, you will have to go to Ask Life Coach Ade's Facebook page, and there you will post a question. Now, during the show, we are on that page, so we'll be able to see any question that comes onto that page immediately. And we will respond and answer the questions in order that they come in. Now, if you do not do the Facebook thing, you can then go to our radio website, which is www.lifeconversationsmedia.com, and you will click on the Ask Life Coach Ade tab, and then you can post your question and send it to us that way. Now, this is a great option to do if you want to remain anonymous. Okay, so having said all that, we have some sensational female guests coming up this week and host. Tomorrow we have Kim Winsell, who will be joining us and sharing her personal journey of intuitive knowing and peace that came after the passing of her daughter. She now shares this wisdom with so many others to help them on their journeys, and she will be sharing that with us tomorrow here on Life Conversations. Now, every last Wednesday of the month, we bring you two wonderful shows. The first is Conscious Parenting with co-host Michelle Brown Stafford, and the second is Ancestral Blueprints with co-host Lisa Iverson. So these are two shows where, one, if you're wanting to know how to better deal with your kids, tips, suggestions, and so forth and so on, you don't want to miss Conscious Parenting. And if you're just trying to figure out what your ancestors, what they may have dealt with, how it could be affecting you today, then you don't want to miss Ancestral Blueprints. And those shows come on every last Wednesday of the month. Now, we will begin the month of December, which is Thursday, with an author, speaker, and secretary to spirit. Her name is Sherry Cortland, who will help us to raise our vibrations, amongst some other things. So to learn more about these wonderful women and what they do and what they offer and the programming, simply visit our radio website, which is www.lifeconversationsmedia.com. Click on the upcoming guest to learn about our guest, and click on our programming to learn about our regular programming that we have on each week. And once again, to leave a question for our guest today or for Life Coach Ade, simply go to the Ask Life Coach Ade page. However, of course, the best way is to hit 1 on your keypad when you call in. There you go. Take it away, Ade.
Thank you, Betty. And now she goes back in the back and she's my Betty's the abundant rat. She brings abundance to Life Conversations Radio, so she's always hooking things up. So thank you, Betty. Thank you. And we'll see you in the chat room. Yes, indeed. You are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. We invite you lovingly, joyfully, enthusiastically to share the show with your friends, tweet it, text it, scream it, yell it, especially now. Click the like button, tell them they've got to listen to this. Maybe you have a friend, a family member, a coworker who is always bringing the same drama to you. And there's nothing you can share with them that they just can't get it. They go to church, they go to religious institution, they read, they do this, but they still can't shake the story. Tell them they want to listen to this show. We're talking about In Abundance, the Power to Heal Yourself. My guest is Dr. Margaret Paul, and she holds a PhD in psychology and is a relationship expert, noted public speaker, workshop leader, educator, chaplain, consultant, and artist. That's some of the benefits when you learn to bond with yourself on the inner level. You get to express yourself in so many ways. She has appeared on many radio and TV shows, including the Oprah Show. Oprah Show, yes, indeed. She has successfully worked with thousands of individuals, couples, and business relationships, and taught classes and seminars since 1967. Whew, I just love soulful agreements. Dr. Paul is the author and co-author of several best-selling books, including In Abundance, Healing Your Aloneness, Do I Have to Give Up Me to Be Loved by God, and many more. She is passionate about helping people rapidly heal the root cause of their pain and learn the path to joy and loving relationships, because that's the essence of who you are. Dr. Margaret Paul, welcome to Life Conversations Radio.
Well, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
Yes, yes, yes. We're happy to have you, and listeners are ready. And so the first question I want to throw to you is, it's a very simple question. And the question is, who are you? Who is Dr. Margaret Paul?
Well, so let me explain it this way. I'm a person who, from the time I was about 5 years old, I knew that I wanted to be a therapist. And I think I was really lucky to know that when I was very, very young. And so, you know, I was the kind of kid that everybody came to with their problems. It comes naturally to me to want to be helpful to people. And so that's what I've done for 43 years. I've learned through many painful experiences in my own life, an unhappy childhood, a difficult 30-year marriage, working for 43 years with individuals and couples and businesses and families. So I'm totally devoted to the inner bonding process because I've seen how very, very powerful it is in being able to help people. And that is what brings me great joy.
So you said you knew that. from the age of five that you wanted to be a therapist. Was there anything that you remember that triggered that thought, or it was just
actually there was. When I was a very unhappy child, very nervous child, and when I was five, my mother took me to a psychiatrist. And the psychiatrist said to me, my mother was a screamer and screamed about everything, had a personality disorder, was really difficult. I was an only child, so I got it all. And the psychiatrist said to me, tell your mother not to scream at you. And I remember thinking very clearly at 5 years old, looking at this man saying, you tell her, I'm 5 years old, she's not going to listen to me. And then thinking, when I grow up, I'm going to do a better job than you.
Better than the therapist?
Right.
Wow. So then that inspiration, and, you know, as you talk, I think of really, we talk about there were no accidents, that connection, the reminder, if you will, of, because I believe that everyone is here to bring a unique gift. And even though your mom was a screamer and you had to go to a therapist, it reminded you of why you were here, and that activated, I mean, that reminder stayed with you. And because of that, many lives are being touched and being transformed, and which led to the creation of Inner Bonding. So let's talk about this Inner Bonding. What is it?
Well, Inner Bonding is a very, very powerful six-step healing, self-healing process. Let me just start by saying something in response to some of the things you were saying earlier in the show about connecting with our source and discovering who we really are. And, of course, everybody has this capacity. The thing about Inner Bonding is that it's based on the concept of intention, and that there's only one of two intentions in any given moment. And one is the intention to protect against your painful feelings and against responsibility for them with some form of controlling behavior. And the other is the intention to learn about loving yourself and sharing your love with others. And what you were talking about earlier comes from the intention to learn. The problem is that most people have been programmed from the time they were very little and the role modeling of their parents and other caregivers to automatically be in the intention to protect and control, especially when they're challenged, when they are attacked or blamed, they feel scared, bad things are happening, people get challenged by life. And they automatically go into that intention to protect against their deeper, painful feelings of helplessness over a person or a situation or of the loneliness or the grief or the heartbreak of a situation. And they cover that up with their anger or their blame. They take it out on others or they take it out on themselves by guilting and shaming themselves. And these are all ways to feel like they have some control over the situation. Like if they blame somebody, they have some control. Or if they blame themselves, they have some control. Rather than truly moving into their hearts and opening to learning about their feelings and learning to take responsibility for all of their feelings so they're not dumping their negativity onto themselves and others. And this is what Inner Bonding teaches people to do. It teaches them to become aware of their intention and to make a conscious choice to choose the intention to learn about loving themselves and others rather than go into automatic protect and control mode. So if you like, I will describe the six steps of Inner Bonding. Would you like me to do that?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, good. So the first step is that we have to be willing to feel all of our feelings, our painful feelings, our wonderful feelings. If we're not willing to feel them, then we're just going to automatically protect against them. And there's no way to start the process. So we have to, number one, be willing to feel our feelings and be aware of them and take responsibility for them. We have to find that place in us that actually wants to learn from our feelings rather than avoid them. Do you remember, I don't know if you saw The Lion King, but remember there was a great scene in there where the shaman hits the young lion over the head because, you know, he wants to give up. He doesn't want to come back and be the king. And he says, look, you can either run from it or learn from it. And that's basically what this is about. You can run from it or you can learn from it. And so what,
let me ask you
what,
this, because when I think of that first step, sorry to interrupt, and when you earlier you talked about people protect their painful feelings. And I guess it's about intention, but how do you get clients that come to you, maybe even friends, people that you've worked with, to get to that point to be willing to feel their feeling, especially if they've been living their life where they've been protecting it? Now, suddenly, because there's a reason they're protecting it, they know it's painful. Now, you're talking about an abundance that's saying you got to be willing to feel your feelings. And I'm like, Dr. Paul, I love you, but I'm not going to do that because the reason I protect my feeling is because it's too painful. How do you get them to that place to at least want to take that first step?
Well, that's a very good question. What I do is I help them. One of the first things I do is I help them learn to access their personal source of spiritual guidance. And because we can't manage our feelings without that. And most of us, even if we grew up in a religion or believing in God, we didn't learn how to personally connect with our own source of guidance and have two-way conversations and feel the love coming in and feel the strength and the wisdom and the support of our higher guidance coming in to help us. And so there is no way to be willing to feel those feelings because there's no way to manage them without a strong spiritual connection. So that's the first thing that I do when I work with clients is I help them to establish that. It's here for everybody. It's not actually that hard, but it does mean that the person has to be open to learning. This is the key to creating a spiritual connection, is that the problem is so many people, they open to God and they pray, but what they're trying to do is have control over God. You know, do this for me, do that for me. And they're not really open to learning with their higher power. But it's the openness to learning about loving yourself first and then sharing your love with others that opens your being. It opens your heart. It opens your mind. And it raises your frequency to the point of being able to access your higher guidance. You can call it whatever you want, God, spirit, higher self, higher guidance, higher soul, whatever it is you want to call it, it's there. It's you know, it's the supreme source of intelligence and love and wisdom and peace and joy and comfort. And
even if you want to call it Jesus Christ, whatever you call it, it
call
is
it
what
Jesus
it is.
Christ, you can call it Allah. You can call it whatever you want. But it's there. It applies to this applies to everybody, regardless of what their religious belief system is.
Yes.
Regardless of who or what they want to turn to, it's there. But they can't feel it or hear it or access it when their intention is to control. They can only feel, hear it, and receive the benefit when their intention is to learn about loving themselves. It's very specific because we can't love others unless we're loving ourselves. If we're not loving ourselves, then we're trying to have control over getting others to love us, and then we're right back into controlling rather than loving. This is what we help people do right away, is to understand what it means to move into their heart with a true intention to learn about loving themselves. We teach them to open and invite in compassion and wisdom and strength so that when they open to their feelings, they're operating as what we call a loving adult, their loving adult self. And the loving adult self is who we are when we're connected with our spiritual guidance. If we're not connected, we don't have the strength, we don't have the wisdom to manage our feelings.
Let's talk about step three, because that jumps out at me, with step three being dialogue with your wounded self and core self. I want us to really unpack that, because, would that be considered the same thing as the dark side?
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying, but for listeners, I'm not saying that this
we're not
negative, evil
bad,
side, but it's a part of us that we run from.
Right, it's not bad or evil, but it is... Yes, it is the dark side. It's the wound itself is who we had to become as children when we were hurt, when we were, you know, abused, rejected, neglected, you know, in various ways. We all suffered from loneliness and heartbreak and helplessness that we couldn't manage as children. And so we had to develop a way of managing these very, very painful experiences. And so we developed what you can call the ego, the false self, the wounded self. This is the part of us that is based on the core shame belief that I'm not good enough, therefore I have to hide who I am, and therefore I have to try and have control over getting love and avoiding the pain that I can't manage, because the only way I feel like I'm okay is if somebody else likes me or approves of me or loves me. And so that's what the wounded self is. And this part of us is filled with fear and false beliefs. It's a programmed part of us. It's actually a part in the brain, in the lower left part of the brain called the amygdala. And that's what this is. This is a survival mechanism in us that gets programmed for survival. It doesn't mean we're bad. It just means that we're programmed to behave in ways that are not necessarily good for us. And so
is it ever too late for someone to say, this sounds good, but I've lived my life like this, and I protected myself, it's worked for me? And Dr. Paul, and I hear you, it sounds good, but it sounds to me like you just want me to be vulnerable, and I can't afford to be vulnerable, because people are going to take my kindness, my lovingness for weakness, and I have to protect myself. This is a dangerous world we live in, Dr. Paul. What would you say to that?
Okay, well, there's a couple of issues here. One is, first of all, it's never too late. I've worked with people into their 80s who have made these changes and are thrilled with it. Secondly, opening one's heart and being loving to oneself. Yes, when the heart is open and when we truly love, we are vulnerable. We can't love without being vulnerable because, you know, the people we love may die, they may leave, they may go away. But to me, life is not worth living if our heart isn't open to loving. But when we really, truly open and develop our loving adult self, we're in many ways less vulnerable because we learn how to take loving care of ourselves. We learn how to fill ourselves with love so much that we're not vulnerable to rejection. We're not vulnerable to other people trying to control us because we become our own person. We become far more powerful. So, yes, it's a combination of vulnerability and power that happens when we practice inner bonding. The people who have been practicing for a number of years find that they don't take things personally anymore, they don't get their feelings hurt very much, they don't take rejection personally or blame personally, they don't give themselves up to try and control how people feel about them, so they're not vulnerable to being controlled. And rather than people seeing them as weak, they actually see them as more powerful. So, you know, it's a false belief that if I open my heart, I'm going to be weak.
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying it's a false belief that if I open my heart, I'm going to be weak.
No, that's right. If you open your heart, you're the strongest human being in the whole planet.
Exactly.
You know, the ones who close it are the ones that are really afraid.
That's
can
right.
Can you imagine? And it sounds to me, we're going to take a break, but what you're saying is, you know, you connect people with the essence of who they are, which is love. And it's not this, just not love as an emotional thing. The essence, I mean, it's returning us to love, returning the clients back to love. And love itself becomes, if you will, the protector. Love doesn't need to protect because love heals. And we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about the benefit, what people can benefit by going through the process, how long does it take, and we're also going to take a call. We've got a listener who has a question. So we're going to take a break.
Okay.
We'll be right back. But before I do that, I want to remind you, for those of you who are just joining us, we're taking your questions on Ask Life Coach Ade, Ask Life Coach ADE, fan page on Facebook. You know, you can put your questions there. We're not taking any chat room, but it's even better if you really want to just break through and get in touch with something right now, 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346, because when you're having the conversation, you can get to the root of the matter. My guest is Dr. Paul, and she's a psychologist, a relationship expert, a public speaker, workshop leader, so much more that she expresses herself. She expresses her love in so many ways, you know, because there's only one love, and there are many ways you can express it. You can find out more about her and her work and Inner Bonding by going to Inner Bonding, Inner, B-O-N-D-I-N-G, for those of you who may be tripping about the accent. Inner Bonding, well, maybe I'm the one tripping about my accent. Sorry to project on you. Ooh, I need some Inner Bonding sessions. I just projected on my listeners. I think they don't understand me. What's wrong with you, man? Snap out of it. Yeah, you need a session. You're listening to Ask Life Coach at LifeConversationsRadio.com. We're taking your questions, your comments, 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. It's really about being the change you want to see.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
When I was young, I knew something was wrong. My mother would forget to pick me up from school.
Drugs and alcohol may make you forget your problems.
My mother got help. And because of recovery, she is here for me.
Hi, Mom.
You ready?
Let's go.
For drug and alcohol treatment for you or someone you love, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Snickerdoodle shortbread, fudgy nut bars. How many cheeks? Snickerdoodle shortbread, fudgy nut bars. How many cheeks in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. To the community. To the community. To the community. To the community.
Yes, indeed. Life Conversations Radio. Activating your vocal cord. Activating the throat chakra. Giving you back your voice. Actually, we're not giving it back to you. We're activating. It's already there. But things happen in life and we kind of hold back. We don't express ourselves. Now you have so many modalities out here, in abundance is one of them, just really learning to tap into the resources, the real source, so you can be a real source, and you can relax, open your heart, and know that love is the way. The many names, love has so many names. It's called God, it's called Jesus, it's called Buddha, it's called Allah, it's called universe. It's just, but you know, love don't care what you call it, because love, just love, love is, .. You get to fill in the blanks. My guest is Dr. Margaret Paul. Her website address is innerbonding.com. And the number here is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. And Betty, let me do what I'm doing. I got this. Betty's communicating with me. She's interrupting my flow. But all is well. No, she's not. I'm projecting again. I think I really need a session with Dr. Paul. I'm projecting on my listeners. I'm projecting on my producer. Dr. Paul, help me. I need a session. Or two or three. Let's take a call. We've got Vanilla Smile calling from the UK. She wants to talk about self-hatred. Hey, Vanilla, how are you doing?
Hello, I'm just giggling at you now.
yes. So what do you want to share, talk about, ask about regarding self-hatred?
Okay, self-hatred.
So now, are you on a speakerphone again?
Huh?
Are you on a speakerphone?
Yeah, can you hear me okay?
Well, if you take it off of the speakerphone, it'll be much better. Then it won't have to be too much work.
Up a bit? Is that better?
A tad bit, but keep going.
Better. Is that better?
I don't hear a difference, but we can hear you. Go ahead. I mean, I don't. Are you able to take it off?
Okay, I'm turning it up.
Yeah, I can hear her. It's a little tinny, and it does sound like she's still on a speakerphone.
Yeah, no, I've got a proper mic here.
Okay, good.
Self-hatred. I've been blessed with bipolar disorder. I say blessed because when I feel high and wonderful, I feel connected with God, and I call it spiritual bipolar, with the polarity and stuff. But when I do feel very depressed, I have a hell of a lot of self-hatred. I also have a lot of people out there that do hate me because of things that have gone on in my past when I've been out of control with the illness when I wasn't medicated. Self-hatred is a very powerful thing.
Let me take a few moments to address that, because there's something very, very important.
Is that enough information? Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome. Something very important to understand about self-hatred, self-judgment, self-loathing. These are all ways that we might have learned as we were growing up, as I said earlier, to try to have control over a situation. Many people would rather feel shame and feel horrible about themselves than feel the deeper core feelings of life, the loneliness or the heartbreak of how people are treating you, or the helplessness over a person or a situation. These are very difficult core feelings to feel. And if you don't know how to manage them, then one of the ways that most of us did learn as we were growing up was to tell ourselves that it's our fault. You know, I'm not good enough,
yeah.
I'm bad, I'm unworthy, I'm unlovable, I'm not important.
Absolutely.
And
turn it in on yourself and it becomes an illness in itself.
Well, yeah, you need to realize that there's an underlying intention here. And the underlying intention is to have control over the deeper feelings, or to try and have control over the situation. In a roundabout way, what the wounded ego self is telling you is that if it's your fault, if things are your fault because you're bad, then you can change and figure out how to be better, and then you can have control over situations that in reality you have no control over. And so if you were to, for example, learn the Serenity Prayer and the 12-step program, to accept what you cannot change, to change what you can, to accept your lack of control over other people's behavior and over events, it would make it much easier for you to let go of the self-hatred. As long as your intention is to control your feelings and to control situations and people, you're going to use the self-hatred as a way of doing that. So I want to suggest that every time you find yourself going into self-hatred, move into an intention to learn about the wounded part of you that is shaming yourself, and say, what are you trying to control? What are you trying to avoid feeling? And if you can understand what you're trying to control or avoid feeling, you will be able to let go of the self-hatred for that moment, that period of time.
I do not control. That's one thing I don't do. I try very much to control myself, and that's
right.
What I try to do.
Self-hatred
has come through self-harming. It's come through psychosis.
Listen to me for a moment. If you heard from the beginning, I was talking about intention, and that if your intention is to be loving to yourself, you're never going to be judging or hating yourself. It's only when the intention is to control that you're going to do that. And a lot of times therapists try to help people change on the behavioral level rather than on the level of intention, and it doesn't work. You have to actually shift your intention from wanting to control to wanting to be loving to yourself in order for you to stop hating yourself. Obviously, it's not loving to hate yourself. If you had an actual child, would you treat the child as badly as you treat that little child within you? We can call your feeling self a child.
I have children and I have sons, yes.
And do you treat them as bad as you treat yourself?
They were taken out of my care.
Do you do that? Do you blame your children and hate them in the same way you hate yourself?
I have done on one occasion, but I was psychotic, so... So,
okay.
So what happens then?
Well, what happens then is that
come in.
But
where do
see,
I
psychosis
myself?
Psychosis
oh,
is
where do
you,
I stop?
Hold up, Vanilla Smile. Listen. You called in.
Sorry.
Listen, because that's okay. No. It's okay. You don't need to apologize. There's nothing to be sorry for because you're not. But one of the things that you said earlier was, I don't try and control anything. I just try and control myself. And Dr. Paul was saying earlier,
true
intention, the intention, the control, controlling your own. When you're controlling yourself, there's something that you're controlling against, something that you think if you're not in control, then things will get caught up. Wait, let me finish. We have time. If you're not in control, then things might go be out of control. So here's something to – I actually want to say to you right now, in this moment, just breathe in right now. Just breathe in and breathe out. Just breathe in and breathe out. And set the intention in this moment, your skin intention, that you're going to hear something that will shift your perspective about yourself.
Just come from that place of intention that you're gonna
hear something that's gonna, you know, A Course in Miracles talks about a miracle is a shift in perception. In this moment, set the intention to hear something different, to feel something different, to have a new awareness about who you are.
Yes.
So now, what were you gonna say?
Okay. What I was gonna say is that the wounded part of us in all of us is psychotic, because psychosis means that we're not living in reality, and the wounded part of us does not live in reality. It lives with made-up beliefs, programmed beliefs. It's not based on what's really happening. It's based on the programs that have gone on inside of us. So anytime we're operating out of our wounded self with the intention to control, we are basically operating out of a form of psychosis. So it's still all about intention. I've worked with many people who were, who were, quote, psychotic, who were bipolar, who, had many different diagnoses, who with the inner bonding process came off their meds and were no longer diagnosed with those psychoses, or neuroses. And so what I want to encourage you to do is to start to become aware of your intention. You say you're just trying to control yourself, but it's not true. You're trying to control yourself so that you can control other people, so you can control how they feel about you, how they treat you, so that you can control your environment. All of that is completely unrealistic. We can't. We don't have control over other people and their environment. And our environment and how people treat us and
yeah,
how they
I
feel about us.
I'm on that level personally. I'm not on that level that I want control of people. I just want control over my own actions. Carry on, please. I'm enjoying it.
Yes, but in order to actually have that control, the first thing you have to have control over is your intention. That is something you do have control over. And until your intention is to be loving to yourself, you are going to continue to hate yourself because that is a form of control. So you have the choice. You are in control of your intention, and you can shift it right now in this moment You can say in this moment, just take a moment right now, put your focus in your heart, breathe into your heart.
Yes.
And make a decision that you want to learn with your higher guidance, that you want to learn how to be very kind to yourself, how to be very loving and compassionate with yourself rather than judging yourself. Do you want
to
do that?
Yeah, today I would like to listen to my inner tutor, my intuition, my inner guidance, my inner God. And, yes, I would like to do that today.
So ask right now, ask that inner guidance, what is the first thing that I need to do to start to be loving to myself, to start to be loving to my feelings, to start to be loving to that little girl inside of me?
Oh, give myself a bath and a cuddle.
Okay. Are you willing to do that?
Yeah.
Okay, good. And while you're in the bath, what kinds of thoughts would be loving to yourself? What does that little girl in you need? What does that feeling self in you need from you as a loving adult in order to begin to feel loved by you?
That I am beautiful, I am worthy, my skin is just as beautiful as it was from the day that I was born.
Okay, and so, but, you know, let me encourage you. Well, you know, most of us really feel loved when people want to listen to us, when people regard our feelings as being valid and valuable. And one of the things I want to encourage you to do is to start to tune into your feelings, to start to listen to them. Listen to them with an intention to learn.
Yeah, I've had so many years of very fluctuating feelings. That was what I called for, that I do not know which ones to channel into anymore.
Yeah, but all of your feelings, all feelings, honey, all feelings are informational. All feelings are giving you information. Feelings such as anger or depression or guilt or shame or anxiety, these feelings are letting you know that there is self-abandonment going on. You are deserting yourself, you're judging yourself, you're hating yourself, and the result of that...
I'm completely lost. I'm completely lost.
You're lost with what I'm saying? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm lost in life. But at the same time, I'm not as deep as I used to be. It's okay.
Okay, but what I'm trying to help you see is that all feelings are informational. Those feelings of anxiety or depression are feelings that let you know that you need to be bringing in love to yourself rather than judgment. Feelings such as loneliness or heartbreak, these are feelings of life, and these feelings are letting you know things that are happening on the external level and that you need to be taking care of yourself in some way with a person or a situation. And so all of our feelings, all the good ones and all the painful ones, are informational if we move into an intention to learn about what they're telling us. And that's what would make you feel loved inside.
Yes, I feel that. That resounds with me a lot. Yes.
And I want to encourage you, if you go to our website, you can click on our 7-day free e-course, and it will teach you the process free, teach you the inner bonding process. It will teach you the whole 6 steps of inner bonding.
Well, my mom is actually my guru. I just don't speak to her that often, but you sound...
Say that again, Vanilla. I didn't hear what you said. Say that again.
I said that my mother sounds a lot like this lady speaker. I just don't speak to my mother very often.
But let me say this, Vanilla. Wait, hold on. Let me say this. What I'm sensing, there is I'm going to use this word. There's a need of control to hold on to an old story.
Right.
And if you're going to hold on to something, you can't receive something new.
because we've gone through a process now, and you can't judge anyone without judging yourself. How you see the world is how you see yourself. So here's an opportunity. You talked about being in the bath and giving yourself a cuddle. You know, in that place, you allowed yourself, maybe that may have felt out of control for a minute. You were in that place where you got in touch with the real authentic you, but then you go back into your mother, but it's really about you. Are you willing? Are you willing to be willing? Even if you're not willing, are you just willing to be willing to let go of the old story about yourself? So you stop dragging the past into the now.
Yes,
so in the now,
yes. I've written lots of poetry, which is basically letting go of bits of myself. And I've done that through poetry and art. Yes, it's very hard to let go of pieces of yourself when you have nothing really that you can see for the future, but you know that the past is gone.
Right. So let me ask you this. Has anyone told you today they love you?
Not yet.
That's a good one. Not yet. You're right, because I'm getting ready to tell you, Vanilla Lindsay, I love you. I love you.
Love you.
You're worthy. You make a difference. And you're right now in this moment. You are enough. You are enough. Regardless of your stories, regardless of what happened in the past, in this moment, you are enough. And I love you.
I love you too, Ade. Thank you.
You're welcome. And I'm energetically hugging you from here, even though you're on the
other
side of the pond.
I can feel it.
I'm hugging you right now. And what we're going to do, Betty, I'm going to get Betty to get your mailing address, and we're going to send you a copy of Dr. Paul's book. And also, make sure
you
check out her website, inabunding.com. Read it. Read it from a fresh new place. You walk with your story, but set the intention to see something different, to be able to look in the mirror today, tomorrow, the next moment, to really see that you are love in action. You're not your stories. You're not that information. You're so much more. You're so much more. You are the smile of God. You use the name Vanilla Smile. Now, you can bring smiles to other people, but it's time to help yourself bring the smile to yourself. That when you see yourself in the mirror, you don't default to the story. You look in the mirror, you smile at yourself, and you can tell you, I love you.
Oh, beautiful, okay? Ade. Thank you so much. Blessings.
Well, Anne, once you say that to yourself, hopefully you will treat yourself as somebody who you truly love, because the words are not enough. You have to now follow through with action.
Thank you, darling. I do all this all on my own. I haven't got anybody. I'm very much a hermit. So thank you so much for all of your blessings.
You're welcome.
You're very welcome. And Betty will get your mailing address, and we'll send you a copy of Dr. Paul's book. Thank you, Vanilla Smile.
Okay.
Yeah. Life is good. It's getting better. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on lifeconversationsradio.com. My guest is Dr. Margaret Paul. Her website address is innerbunding.com. Before we take another call, Dr. Paul, do you want to say anything? Anything that you want to add to that conversation, or you want to take another call?
No, we can take another call.
Okay, let's go to Celeste. Hello, Celeste. How are you?
I am great, Ade, and Dr. Paul. I'm actually very, very moved by dear Vanilla, who shared herself, her vulnerability so beautifully. So many people are healed by you, sister. In this moment, because you showed yourself. And I wanted to let Dr. Paul know that I have been playing around in our website, and I've done a lot of healing around self-abandonment and have done a lot of walk, a long walk to embracing who I am. And one of the things that I heard you say actually brought something back to me that I'd like to share with you as a gift. This book is out of print, and you can't get it anymore, but there's this piece from a writing that just made me see your face. It blended together, you and these words, at the same time. And when Vanilla was sharing what she shared, it was my confirmation I needed to step up and show myself. And very quickly, it's from the Black Angel Cards, which is a soul revival for African-American women. And it's a piece is called My Black Woman Self, but the piece that really brought it home for me, the power of inner bonding, was this. In my secret place, my breaths ride the movement of my lungs as I begin to breathe for my life, as I untangle the tales imposed on me. In unsilencing my voice, I come closer to compassion. I am closer to caressing the deep legacy of my skin, closer to touching myself as a lover would in comforting, closer to giving my heart the space to wail, closer to becoming enchanted once again. I want to thank you for your work.
Mm. Well,
thank you for taking care of my friend.
Thank you so very much for sharing that with us. Mm. That's very beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you, Celeste. We appreciate you. And Vanilla Smile, Celeste, send you love. Betty, send you love in the chat room. And everybody that's listening, send you love and holding you in that light of love. And as Dr. Paul said, you've got to treat yourself as that love that you're getting right now. Dr. Paul, before we let you go, I want to ask you, the inner bonding process, can it be done on a phone? Or is it something that...
Oh, yes, I do it on the phone. I work with people all over the world on the phone. I do phone sessions with individuals, couples. I do Skype sessions. We have trained facilitators that also do phone sessions all over the world. We also do 5-day intensive workshops as well as weekend workshops. But as I said earlier, people can go to the website and download a free 7-day course, e-course. There's many, many ways of receiving help in learning the inner bonding process. We have a wonderful inner bonding community, a membership community that is extremely compassionate and supportive of helping people learn this process. And there are people who have just been members and done, you know, not had any facilitation and have just, you know, healed so magically. It's just thrilling.
Mm-hmm. So the is it a one-off thing, or is it something that you do on a regular basis?
It's up to the individual. Some people just have one session.
Okay.
Some people work, you know, once a week or every other week or once a month or just as needed. It just depends on what the person wants.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of benefits
we offer 6 free sessions with the facilitator in training when people join our website as a gold or platinum member. So that's a very inexpensive way of receiving facilitation.
And the website address is inabunding.com. All the information is on there. And what kind of benefits of people that you've worked with or other facilitators work with, what kind of benefit? What do people get? What has happened in their life? I guess testimonials.
Well, so many things. There's tons of testimonials on the site. Their relationships heal. They move out of anxiety. They move out of depression. They move out of guilt and shame. Their health gets better. They find their passion, their sense of purpose. They become way, way better parents. You know, they find their joy, their happiness. It's amazing what happens with people who practice the inner bonding process.
Mm. I just had this question, and I just got to ask. I mean, because I was reading your book, Do I Have to Give Up Me to Be Loved by God? And we once had a guest that brought up an interesting point that sometimes people say they love God, but they don't think God likes them. And in your book, you talk about people who are struggling, who are just struggling to make life work, and the people who had everything. They had the perfect job, they had the perfect money, but there was still that emptiness. Is it possible? Well, not so much is it possible. Actually, speak to that whole thing of that emptiness. Like, that's really what I'm trying to get to, that sense of emptiness.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know, that's a... That's a big issue for a lot of people. And when they do practice inner bonding, they heal the emptiness, because emptiness means there's a lack of love inside. That's what emptiness is, a lack of love. And then people turn to various addictions to try and fill it. They turn to people or substances or processes. There's many things they turn to try to fill that emptiness externally. But it's not something that's there from something that's lacking externally. It's an internal self-abandonment. And so when people learn to connect with their higher guidance and bring love into themselves and take loving care of themselves, then they fill that emptiness up. They feel full of love, and then they have love to share.
Dr. Paul, thank you. Thank you for your work, for the work you do, and your walk in life, for just committing to your promise to yourself that you're going to be a therapist at the age 5. And is there anything else you want to add or want to share with our listeners that I haven't asked you, or just anything that may be bubbling up for you before you go?
Well, I just want to thank you for being such a good interviewer and for being so perceptive. I just felt that, you know, in the work we did on the phone, that you were very, very helpful and very perceptive of what was happening, and I really appreciate that.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, and we look forward to having another conversation with you. And, that's Dr. Margaret Paul. Her website address is inabonding.com. Lots of information out there. I mean, nowadays we've got everything we need. We've got the internet. So just check it out, read through it. Lots of information. And I want to read this. I want to read this because I kind of listen to what's going on, where did it come up here. And this is something I've read on the show before. And I want everyone, even if you've heard it before, if you hear me read it for the first time, just be present. Listen to these words. There is no difficulty that enough love will not conquer. No dis-ease that enough love will not heal. No door that enough love will not open. No gulf that enough love will not bridge. No wall that enough love will not throw down. No sin that enough love will not redeem. It makes no difference how deeply seated may be the trouble, how hopeless the outlook, how muddled the tangle, how great the mistake, a sufficient realization of love will dissolve it all. Here's the part that gets me. If only you could love enough, you would be the happiest and most powerful being in the world. That's by Emmett Fox. If you can just love enough, starting with yourself, how you treat yourself, how you think about yourself, how you feel about yourself, you find that your strength actually lies in your vulnerability. Because when we talk about vulnerability, we're not talking about weakness. We're talking about a strength that goes beyond definition, your spiritual vulnerability. But you must do the work. You must do the work. You must be willing, or at least willing to be willing to receive, to experience the love that you are. So no matter what you're going through, a broken heart, a breakdown, protecting your heart, you've got to be broken open so that you get in touch with what is real about you. That's what it's about. That's what we continue. We bring guests who are going to remind you about that. But ultimately, you have got to do the work. It's a spiritual practice. You keep practicing it. You keep doing it. And just once you go, I got it, life says, good, one more thing. One more thing to just tweak. But, you know, once you're rooted, what comes at you, you can embrace it better than from a place of feeling weak. Life Conversations Radio is committed to assisting you in being the change you want to see. Here's Ricky Byers-Beckwith, and
I'm conflicted. I don't know if I want to play Trust Love, and I can't find it, so I just play this one that's staring at me. I just got to listen. It all fades into God. Ricky Byers Beckwith, we're going to take a break. We're going to play a song, and then we'll come back and release the show. I'm so grateful for Dr. Paul. I mean, it's just, we got what we need. We just sometimes got to move from the intellect and move to the right brain, that space of creativity, of allowing, of healing. They work together. None is better than the other. But we need to stop holding on to the facts and holding on to the information. I understand, but there is no but. Get your butt out of the way and remember that you are here to make a difference. You are here to release the love. And this is Ricky Byers Beckwith. It all fades into God.
In my pain, there inside my weakness is the seed of something greater in me. And the shame of not choosing higher and all the disappointing moments fade into God. No mistakes have been made in God. All the ways that we seem to fail in God all fades. All fades in
No mistakes have been made in God. No mistakes have been made in love. It all fades into love. You're willing to be open, vulnerable, receptive, willing, embracing, allowing, letting go, forgiving. It all fades into God. We're going to take a very quick break, and we'll come back in my final word on this thing called love. You're listening to... I'm laughing at myself right now. Oh, I am so nuts, and I'm loving every part of my nuttiness. Live Conversations Radio, where change begins, and we're supporting you to be your best self.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Yes, indeed. You got to be willing to do the work. You got to be willing to do whatever you need to do to bring you peace. Be the change.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you don't need to talk to me about sex.
Maybe you do control what I'm exposed to.
But maybe not.
Maybe I hear about sex every day.
In the media? From my friends?
Maybe while you're not talking to me about sex, everyone else is. So talk to me. Tell me to wait to have sex.
Because you can influence me.
For help starting the conversation, visit forparents.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Hello there. My name is Michelle Brown Stafford, child prodigy mom and parental involvement activist, urging parents to get involved in their children's education. At the age of 13, our son, Stephen Stafford, became the youngest ever to enroll as a full-time regular student in Morehouse College's 150-year history. This occurred only after well-meaning educators failed to identify our son's gifts in the classroom. Knowing who our son was, my husband and I got involved and prevented Stephen from falling through the educational cracks. So parents, get involved. Stay involved. Your child's potential is definitely worth it.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Have courage, make that move, and set yourself free. Only you can do it, but there's a lot of assistance that people who want to hold your hands. And, you know, we're here to do great things. We're here to make a difference. I don't care what you're dealing with, going through, or growing through. If you're willing to heal, if you're willing to be whole, you're actually whole. You just got to remind yourself. You know, there's a lot of information that we're given that tells us we're not what we feel ourselves to be on a deeper level, on the core. So as we get ready to release the show, it's all about bonding within yourself. It's all about knowing and committing to living a fulfilling life, being your best self. It's more than conversation. It's more than talk. It's more than a radio show. It's more than the book. You know, I always say truth is nothing until it becomes aware of life. Whatever you know to be true, you've got to embody it. When you embody what you know to be true, when you embody it, when it becomes a way of life, you don't have to worry, you don't have to debate. And there's so much more. There's some things that we're going to understand. There's some things we won't understand because it's just beyond our intellectual ability to understand. There's so much more to us, and we're bringing guests who are going to remind us that you are a soul. you actually came here for this particular time, and every experience that you went through, it's just part of your soul development. Your parents, you chose them, and you could say they're the worst parents ever, but it was a soul agreement. It's not about punishment. It's not about judgment. It's not about criticism. It's about doing what you need to do so you can see the light that you are, and you start with forgiveness.
or you go to in abundance, or just simply willing to be willing. And when you're pointing fingers, when you're judging, if you're doing that, be aware that it's an opportunity for you to see what's going on within you. And don't judge yourself for being judgmental about other people's judgment. Recognize the energy of judgment and allow it to speak to you. Let your pain speak to you. Let your frustration speak to you. And you got to be willing to listen. You got to tune into your internal guidance system, your IGS. When you tune into your internal guidance system, you can really know what's going on. And you can be made new. You can be resurrected. Ah, there you go. That's the song. I was wondering what song to play. You can be resurrected. You can experience a whole new life. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Tomorrow, as Betty shared at the beginning of the show, we have Kim Winslow joining us, who lost her child, or her child fulfilled her mission on this planet age, what, 20? And is it age 20? I think so, something around that. But very early, very early, according to how we put things in a physical, you know, what's what I'm looking for? If we're looking from a physical perspective, then let's just do that. You know, her daughter left early, and the death of her daughter, the transition of a daughter, supported her, helped her, became a catalyst for her stepping into who she really is. Now she's sharing messages from beyond. She's going to be joining us tomorrow. And we also have Sherry Cortland coming at the end of the week. We have Michelle Brown Stafford for Conscious Parenting, Lisa Iverson, and check out lifeconversationsmedia.com. We just got folks coming up. We're taking bookings for March now. You know, it's, you know, people that we send invites to, if they take too long to reply, they have to wait. And I am grateful. I'm grateful for you listeners for keep coming back, sharing the show, listening to the show, downloading it. We are so grateful for you. And together we're making a difference. It's time to release the show. I'll be back here tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern. And as you know, if you don't, we're here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern. The shows are archived and can be downloaded. And my personal website, or my other website, because they're all personally mine, you know. But anyway, it's lifecoachade.com, lifecoachade.com to find out more about me. We love you. We bless you. We appreciate you, and we thank God for you. I'm going back and forth with what songs to play here. Started with Valerie Joy. I'm going to play I'm Resurrected, but I think I want to forgive. I think it's time to forgive. We struggle with that sometimes. Okay, let me tip some votes. I have forgiven or resurrected. All right? Okay. Let's see. Okay, I decide which one. But anyway, if you want to find out more about Ricky Byers Beckwith, you can go, so many beautiful songs here. It's a blessing. Anyway, Ricky Byers Beckwith's website is weletitbe.com. Weletitbe.com. Let's go to forgiveness, because that's really what it's about. Forgiveness is for giving, and forgiveness is giving yourself the love that you think somebody else should have given you. Is giving up the judgment, and I should be free. If I do that, one more thing. Okay, I got to do this. If you're listening to the show for the first time, that's okay. You get used to me. I go with the flow, and I just want to remind you right now, through Reverend Deborah Johnson, you are not your stuff.
You are not your stuff. I want people to remember that. That you are not your stuff, that you are not your job, you are not your relationship, you are not your finances, you're not even your body temple. Even that, too, one day shall pass. That who you are and the what that you are is so great, grand, glorious, and magnificent that discovering who and what you are is worth a lifelong commitment. And I encourage people to be willing to step out of the crisis du jour and just pose the question. You don't have to feel like you know God, or you don't have to know all the secrets of the universe, if you will just in your heart of hearts be willing to contemplate the idea that there is more than this, I guarantee you that you will summon all of your guides, all of your inner intuition, your soul remembrance will be reawakened. It's already there. We just don't listen. It's just kind of dormant. And all it takes is willingness. You don't have to know how. Just be willing.
Just be willing. Just be willing. Just be willing. I have forgiven. Deborah Johnson, Reverend Deborah Johnson, author of Sacred Yes, will be here in January. I'm looking forward to that conversation. She's the author of Sacred Yes. This is State of Man. Their website is stateofmanmusic.com. I have forgiven. Have you? When you forgive, you are free with all the love that you are.
Hello,
be loved and true to yourself.
What did you say? That's true. Since you've been gone away.
Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.